To conclude the Shlucha Menachem on chapter 232 about the special impact of the Korban Pesach that we read on Erev Pesach and the special qualities that it has, why is it that Korban Pesach is so isn't that level? The Rebbe explains because Korban Pesach is the time of our freedom, both in the physical sense we were freed from slavery, and spiritually we became Avdei Hashem. We were freed from being servants to Pharaoh and we became servants of Hashem. So this brings about the highest level of possible in freedom is expressed by the highest possible level of almost being there, like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which is almost like bringing a korban. Our saying of Korban Pesach has the power also in the Chefza. Not only we, and not only do we gain the results of a korban, but we are actually almost bringing a korban. But that itself, because we're almost there, that brings him to the person to that sense of loss, being so close and yet not being able to have the real thing, which is the actual korban, the physical korban in the Beis HaMikdash, the way it should be. That's why the Alter Rebbe writes at the end of the Korban Pesach, one needs to sort of worry and feel bad that, and pray to Hashem, built us already the Beis HaMikdash, so that we can actually do the korban in actually the highest level also physically.